welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, we are at that moment, humanity and the ascended heart. We made it. We are here.
February.
Woohoo! Oh, my gosh. You know, in all these months of the rising chakra of Vastu energy and coming up, we are finally at the heart. And the heart is huge because there is just so much to talk about. So much so that we've dedicated an entire month to this topic, because this is a topic that really takes more than just one show. And of course, our lines are open and we're excited to have you join us today. Remember, you can give us a call in and get in the queue, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And remember, you can join in our conversation, ask us a question, or of course, request your mini soul reading. But Shri, you know, here we are. I'd like to call this, we're in the heart of Mercury.
The heart of Mercury, the halfway through.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
We've grown accustomed to the pace.
Yes, we have. But you know, we started out, let's recap a little bit. We've been in a 5-month opening of this powerful ascension energy. You know, this started in November, but reality is, guys, this started in the summer of 2014 when those three blood moons opened up the gateway that then gave rise to this global chakra Vastu. This is a very powerful and prophetic time on so many levels.
Absolutely. And, you know, the blood moons are spoken of in other scriptures and revelatory information. The thing that we are noticing is that they truly are a signal of a movement forward.
Mm-hmm.
And without projecting upon that, with just simply being in the flow of that divine dispensation, we have been moving forward, revisiting the energies of the chakras as a form of preparation. Preparation of the vessels, preparation of you as a sacred being to be able to walk the path with clarity and without, let's just say, without the debris.
Well, and you know, I love that, Shri. But yet at the same time, while that's happening, it's been this rise. You know, we've had this beautiful unification of planet, body. And that's what's led to this chakra Vastu opening. And so the 5-month opening that really is leading to the ascension portal, which is, oh my gosh, next month, it started in November. And we've been rising. And, you know, let's look at the fact that February is a very important month because this is a month that's kind of the bridge. You know, January 2015 opened up with that powerful energy of the third chakra. You know, we're all about, you know, finding the balance of power, things of that nature. We were also in the energy of the solar plexus and the sun, and it was this very powerful, really masculine type energy. And here we are in February, we've lifted into the heart. This is the energy of air. This is the energy of the circle, which is all about cycles. And, you know, I want to just stress to all of you, if you have not visited our YouTube channel, get there. It's simply Official Shri and Kira. Just go to YouTube and then type in Official Shri and Kira. We've recently posted quite a few videos. As a matter of fact, guys, our newest video literally just went up about 5 minutes ago. And it's got all the February revelations, all the February predictions in it. However, some of the videos we posted lately are very much focused on what humanity is needing for this 2015 through 2022 ascension. This is a 7-year portal. And the escalator, as we've been calling it, begins in March. This 5-month period has been lifting us. And I think, Shri, what's really fascinating is that here we are in February in this month of the heart. We have a lot to talk about the ascended heart today. And as we look at March, we're actually opening up the ascension in the truth chakra.
Yeah. Yeah. As the chakra Vastu energies lift, we move from the heart into the ascended energy of the fifth chakra, which is about truth, which allows us then to contact the higher realms.
Well, indeed. And, you know, so today we really want to talk about this ascended heart and this bridge, you know, because after many, many months, you know, we're finally here, but we're bridging this Mercury retrograde. We've got all this energy around us, and it's really the moment to pay attention to when we go inside our expanded spiritual experience, because that's what's happening. Regardless of what your spiritual orientation is or not, everything is expanding. But for those of us that have been following this energy of light, and I love to remind everyone, if you were not aware, 2015, by the way, is the International Year of Light. Don't you love that? I mean, that has so many different things around it. But when we open up this etheric gateway of the heart, sometimes we get a little confused. Sometimes we get a little muddled. And so we want to dive into some of those issues today about what happens when we open the ascended heart.
The ascended heart, how does that differ from the traditional heart chakra? And the answer is it's connected. It's an overlay. It's an expansion of. And mostly that expansion of is on the level of discernment, on the level of energetic consciousness.
Well, you know, Sri, we've been talking a lot about spiritual maturity, spiritual wisdom. If you go back and you listen to any of the shows in January, especially when we were going through that balance of power, one of the things that's really important, and we talk a lot about this on our new video that was just posted on YouTube, is that there is a really important aspect here about the balanced heart. And this is why the ascended heart is important to comprehend.
One thing that's very useful, and I encourage you to check this out if you haven't done it before, is to take a moment in meditation to breathe, to really feel the air entering into your chest and igniting the fire of the heart chakra.
Ooh.
As you breathe into your hearts, we begin to activate that chakra ever more.
Yeah.
And the longer you dwell there, if you're in a sitting meditation, breathing into the heart, your attention is at the center of your chest, you'll start to feel that heart chakra actually expand.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer you dwell with this, and remember, this information, these experiences are available to everyone. It's just a matter of relaxing into them. So what I have found, and what I later found in certain scriptures, was that the heart chakra is known to have a left side, a right side, a bottom, which the Sufis refer to as the well of the heart.
I love that.
And that well of the heart is only activated when we're really stable in the fourth chakra and we extend our love energy to include the third. So consider for a moment, your heart expands a nice wide circle of compassion, and it envelops the third chakra, which is traditionally about power. And so now the well of the heart is actually a source of energetic power coming through the lens of love.
Oh, I love that, Sri. How beautifully said.
And this expression, this knowingness is available to you as you just sit and breathe into your heart and you breathe in and you feel it expanding. And what will happen over time is that the heart becomes the totality. We become that which we know is so. We become love.
Beautiful. Now, when we do that, as we become love, one of the things that we sometimes I think some people get confused around this is that as we become love, we actually become empowered. Whereas when we are unable to see the balance, the beauty, and the empowerment of love, we can be in that central piece of the heart, but be very unbalanced, quite frankly.
Well, absolutely. There's more going on than just the piece I described, because each of us has a journey on our path. And that journey is resolving or resolution of our emotional imprints.
Right. You know?
And that's certainly the journey of forgiveness. Emotional imprints and all of the bumps and bruises we have through childhood, et cetera, are real. Those are real events. And they bring with us some scars, some attitudes, some imprints, and the only way to really move forward is to cultivate that energy of releasing That's the energy of forgiveness. And sometimes we can't get to that point until we've sought balance, until we've made amends, or until we've had our day in court, so to speak. Each of us is wired a little differently on how we will arrive at that place of peace. However, peace is indeed the destination.
In every way.
And when we can be at peace with what has gone before, then we can activate the ascended heart.
Well, you know, Sri, I love how you're saying that, because truly, especially as we look at the contextualization of that peace and the opening of the ascended heart, as we are sitting here in 2015, as we are at this moment, there is so much happening, and certainly a lot that would want to disturb your peace, certainly a lot that would want to challenge your heart, certainly a lot that could bring out that emotional component of the heart that quite frankly can keep us stuck.
Well, yeah, remember, your emotions are understood through the filter of this lifetime.
Yes.
So if we're happy or sad, mad or glad, it's always in the context of me. Right? So I am happy. I am angry. And so the emotions are always energizing the ego, the personality
self. Yes, indeed.
Even if we are really well-practiced, well-trained, and in a place of emotional intelligence and balance, nonetheless, we're looking at experience through the lens of an individuated self. And that's okay. That's part of having a body. That's part of this life. However, we do evolve through this. This is not the end. This is merely one of the experiences of taking birth. And sometimes we forget. We get so involved in our life that we forget that we're actually on a path of spiritual attainment. And the path of spiritual attainment is best served when we've fully lived our lives. You know, I remember earlier on in my quest for consciousness, my quest to know, I studied with a variety of teachers. And what I found in a nutshell was, when you are in an ashram, when one separates from the world, it's quite easy to move into a love space. Mm-hmm. It's quite easy to move into a peace space.
Right.
And in fact, the structure of an ashram with its, you know, its disciplines, whether it's a monastery or a Hindu or a Buddhist, whatever, the structure is such that the individual self is set aside in favor of the Sangha or the community. And it teaches the person, the student, how to be in community. However, it's such a controlled environment.
Exactly.
Everybody's playing by the same rules, so to speak, that it's only when you leave the ashram that you discover that you just pick up the same old emotional attitudes that were left behind.
Well, I think
for the most part.
But there's the beauty and the gift of the time there. And then And then it's how do we integrate and move forward? And this is one of the things I love that for me, I love inviting people to always remember Jesus walked among. Yes. Jesus didn't go hang out in the ashram. When his teaching time came, certainly he had his early years of learning, but when his teaching time came, it was about being with, being among, and being able to hold the energy. And that's one of the things about the heart, is we're not talking about holding the poor baby energy. We're talking about that empowered energy that invites you to lift.
Absolutely. And so please understand, the ashram experience, whether it's a weekend or a week or a year, mm-hmm. or whatever, is very valuable in that it cultivates an awakening within.
Exactly.
It helps your discernment filter turn on. You begin to see the difference. However, until you are able to live the ashram while walking in the world, chances are you're not finished.
Well, that's very, 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 very accurate.
There's something undone, and yeah, it's just not up on the lazy Susan of your consciousness, meaning the ashram didn't bring that experience forward. I really think that all of us are meant to heal through our lifetime.
Absolutely.
And if you were born in a family with X, Y, and Z characteristics, it's your soul's mission to heal X, Y, and Z characteristics.
And then move forward. You know, and that's one of the things, is that so many traditions, all traditions, essentially want to bring you to the heart. And yet, when we talk about the ascended heart, it's because, okay, once you get to the heart, then what? And this is where the power of the ascended heart comes in. And you know, Sri, speaking of the power of the ascended heart, I know we have some beautiful people waiting to say hello. And why don't we invite some of them in?
Absolutely. We're going to head to line one and welcome Jerrica from Philadelphia.
Well, namaste, dear one.
Namaste. I'm so happy to be in your presence. I'm sitting here with my children doing an art project, and I would love to have a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you for that gift. And I love that you're doing an art project with your children, because it certainly comes forward in your energy field, my angel. Let me invite you, if you can just take a moment right now. And if your children want to, you can even hold hands with them. But you don't have to, but you can just feel that gift right now, because around you is this energy of creation. And that's why I'm smiling that, of course, you're doing an art project. You have this powerful, amazing energy of creation around you. And you have this, the word I have to give is choir, like the singing choir of beautiful ascended beings around you. And they're all kind of like harmonizing. So it's not just one tone that I hear. I hear like a whole harmony of tones around you. And I would invite you to feel that gift coming through you, because what they're saying is, when you remember that you are part of the harmony and that your voice matters, you will create that which you seek. And so I invite you to really take that in, that you are part of the harmony, your voice does matter. And the more that you accept that, the more that you have confidence in that, the faster everything around you is going to manifest. You also, my love, it's interesting, you actually resonate with the zero. Now, that's a very powerful resonant number, because it's the infinite. It's the void of creation. It means that you are powerful enough to bring forward whatever you want, as long as you stay focused on it and allow yourself to remember that your intuition is extraordinary. And the more you trust it, the faster your visions will manifest. And because of that, you're also very attuned to moon cycles. So remember that as the moon is waxing, we are building. And as the moon is waning, we are, kind of lulling. So kind of harness your energy of creation with full moon cycles. And I think you'll be very pleased with what happens. Thank you for this honor, my love. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Say namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Oh, thank you for that gift. Beautiful,
big
beautiful.
Hug to all of you.
Oh, Sri, I love, talk about heart. Wasn't that a beautiful namaste? I love that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things to remember is that we're all doing it perfectly.
Indeed.
You know, so often, we were talking earlier about the journey of awakening, the journey of learning to stoke the fire of the ascended heart.
Well, and of course, January was all about the sacred flame. And that sacred flame of the solar plexus has now risen, right? It's expanding and up, and the transmutation energy is here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the things to remember is that you can separate from the world and live in a cave or an ashram. And
absolutely.
You can achieve great attainment. And with enough burning of the fire.
You
can indeed burn out or burn away or resolve all of the karmic, all of the residue, all of the stuff. Or you can live your life with the ashram inside your heart.
Exactly. You are the ashram. I love that.
You live in the world and you let life teach you.
Exactly.
You let your experiences, your intention, the interaction of intention with the kindling of the world.
Ooh, baby.
It's a sacred flame that will call forth that which needs healing.
Yeah.
And over the course of years walking your path, you'll resolve all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't mess this up.
It's just so important to remember.
Just set your intention and get clear what you want to do.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Well, before we take a commercial break, I think we'll do one more caller.
Let's do that.
Let's go to line two, and we'll welcome Eva from Arizona.
Namaste, Eva. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. I just want you both to know that I am very grateful for you, and I adore you both. I think you're so cute.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you for letting us be a mirror for you.
And I would so love it if you would offer me a soul reading.
Well, that would absolutely be my honor. And Eva, the first thing that I'm seeing around you is they're saying, if it's safe to close your eyes, do so. Bring your hands to your heart. Relax your shoulders. Really relax your shoulders. And they're saying, allow the smile of knowing that all is getting easier. It's so funny. There's a part of me that wants to cry. Like I have these tears in my eyes and you have these beautiful, and I'm covered in chills. And you have these beautiful angels that have come around you and they are saying, beautiful one, we have been holding you and your path is now easing and all is clearing. The road ahead has been prepared and the time ahead will soften your way. You have worked hard to get here and all has been placed in order. Relax, breathe, and allow the flow to come through you. And they're saying to shake your arms right now, then move, you know, take them off the heart, shake your arms. I'm actually doing that with you. Shake your arms, shake your hands. And they're saying with each breath, your burdens are released, and with each new dawn, your life is enriched, and that you are being, God, they're showing me like carrying you, and you're in this beautiful, it's like a throne chair, you know, and they're carrying you, and you're in these beautiful robes, and emerald, oh my God, emerald, green energy all around you. And they're just saying, now is the time, and have no fear, because everything has been ready. Just keep moving forward.
That's amazing. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yes, you are. And thank you for the honor of allowing us to witness that.
It's very, I appreciate it. I don't have any kids here for a cute goodbye, but I'll just say namaste.
Your goodbye is just as cute.
Namaste.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. And let it be amazing. You are such a beautiful queen. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Bye.
And for all of our listeners, we just invite you to take a big smile and make it even broader, knowing that life is filled with love and opportunity. And we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts,
We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.shriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's shriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
You know, we truly are, as together we are. You know, Sri and I feel like we're holding your hands. Join us on our hands right now, smiling, knowing that humanity has entered this moment of the ascended heart frequency, that the chakra vastu energy of air, feel breath, feel prana, allow that gift to float through you as we are all in this energy. I'm going to use the word of the circle because it's really about the cycles. You know, we are really at this moment of this expanded spiritual experience, bridging a powerful Mercury retrograde.
Absolutely. And an expanded spiritual experience requires that we have some flexibility in our perspectives. You know, how many of you used to be in the back seat of the car when your parents were driving?
Oh, I did, with my brothers on either side of me. I hated it.
And when did you notice that if you look down at the road, it's zipping along really fast?
Uh-huh.
But when you look straight out the window, it's not so fast. And if you look up at the sky, we're not really moving that much at all.
You're right. You're right. That's one of the things you would do in the car.
And so consider that as a little model of ascension.
I love that, Sri.
That as we lift, the commotion of life is not as impactful. Our perspective broadens. And certainly you have this ability to transcend while still staying connected. Now, that's a magic phrase.
That is a magic phrase.
Because how many people, skip that question. How many times have you yourself detached in order to avoid versus detached and remain connected?
Well, that's a very powerful question, isn't it?
And we have to learn it. You know, we learn both sides of that. You know, as a kid, I would pretend if I didn't want to get caught, you know, if I was the one that spilled the whatever on the rug, I would pretend I didn't do it.
But it was always that other mystery kid.
It was somebody else. I don't know who did that. You know, it's that that we learned a crude form of denial at a very young age.
Yes, absolutely.
And we get
self-preservation.
Denial, a little more sophisticated as we gain experience. However, denial is not detachment. Denial could be, you know, denial is a form of fear.
Well, absolutely.
And it could be driving what some people might interpret as a spiritual detachment. But in fact, it comes from a fear of remaining connected.
So get me back to the ascended heart.
So here's what I'm trying to get at, is that as we breathe, as we relax into our heart, we're able to lift, just like the kid in the car is not staring right at the ground level anymore. We lift up and we notice the ground. We notice the fields and the fences and the houses. We notice the trees, the mountains, and the sky, because all are available for connection. Nothing's excluded. However, when we're close to the ground, we can't even see what's up above.
Well, you know, I love that, Sri. And I have to admit, as you've been sharing it, it reminded me of something that I used to enjoy a lot as a child. And I still think is a fabulous thing to do. And I would encourage all of you to do, which is go outside when you can, lay down on the ground, connect with Mother Earth while you are putting all your attention in the sky, and just notice the sense of floating. You know, here we are, we're laying on the ground, we're aligned with gravity, yet at the same time, you become almost weightless in that experience, especially if you have a cloud or two and there's that sense of ascended movement. And that's a very powerful gift because it really does put your focus off planet. It puts your focus into the limitless beauty of the expansive sky.
And it teaches you a dual consciousness. It teaches you a depth that you may not have been aware of. By laying on the ground, we're actually allowing the groundedness of the earth to support us. And yet when we bring our attention up to the clouds, we start getting all floaty, don't we?
Totally. I mean, you can get dizzy laying there.
So the transcendent groundedness is actually safety.
I love that.
We are safe within ourself because Earth taught us that you can count on her.
Right,
you know, that there is there's soil beneath our feet, so to speak. And so we can relax and lift knowing that our body is safe.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a beautiful practice. You know, and that's one of the things that I think is so important because, you know, as we are talking about and as we are here at this 7-year portal of ascension energy, you know, if the heart has been a destination of so many spiritual practices, then what is the true heart of service? I mean, how far does it really extend? And, you know, how does it, I don't know, Sri, how does passion differ from compassion? I mean, how does all this play together? Because that's really where we're at, isn't it?
Well, let's hope.
I prefer to just know.
You know, everybody's at different places at different times. And one of the things that's important to understand is that we're all on the same highway. Mm. It's as if we have different cars.
That can be pretty crowded.
You know, driving at different
speeds. Is it rush hour?
Some of us have a bunch of junk in the trunk.
Oh, and some of us are spitting pollution.
In convertibles with the hair, you know, blowing in the
wind. You know it.
But regardless of the vehicle, we're all on this same freeway.
Right.
You know, the freeway to oneness, the freeway to completion, and whatever you want to call that road, we're all traveling on it in our own way.
Mm.
And so how do we get to the ascended heart? Well, the answer is, when are you ready to? And is that even the question? How do we get there? I think that you're already there. The question is, how do I hold my attention in alignment with my heart? Because we could have our attention be in alignment with power,
yes,
dominion,
yes,
sex,
yep,
anger, whatever. And yet we're capable, we have the capacity to be ascended and heartfelt and compassionate. But our attention gets hooked elsewhere.
Well, I need to step in here, Sri, because in order to attain that, because really what you're describing is a level of attainment, is a lot of times when we have a lot of quote-unquote heart energy, we also simultaneously have a big sign over our heart that says, take advantage of me.
Yeah, use me.
Right. This neon sign. Take advantage of me. I'll always say yes. I'll always put myself second. I'll always do whatever. And this is why when we talk about the ascended heart, we mentioned this in the first half of the show, and I want to reiterate that again. We are really inviting you to go beyond the emotional overlay. You know, it's so, I find it fascinating that in the rising chakra of Vastu Global Energy, that February became the month of the heart. This wasn't like we picked it. This is what it is. Yet I smile because February is also where we have Valentine's Day. And how many people do you know stress out over Valentine's Day? I mean, really stress out over this.
Well, yeah, it's one of those holidays where you're not sure what the right gift is or where am I going to be?
Or expectations.
Do I have someone to be with
exactly
me? Do I like the person who wants to be with me?
Right. And am I obligated to do this? Do I want to do this? You know, there's so much, and that's all from the perspective of emotional density illusion. You know, if there was to be one true Valentine's Day, it would be to acknowledge the heart within, to dive deep within to the universal heart and smile at the fact that you are here. Because without the compassion of the universal heart, you would not even be in body.
Well, people like deadlines. You know, it's if we could say we're going to pick one day and on
okay,
one day
all
in
right.
February, it's a convention.
A day to say I love buy chocolates, you know, whatever.
I'm going to do something special for that other person.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. Just like we really don't need to wait till December 25th to celebrate the Christ energy.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
And similarly, the highest expression of St. Valentine's Day is to recognize that we are interdependent, that we are in a loving relationship.
And that love is a gift that offers us the opportunity to empower our spiritual discernment, hold presence for others that they may find the way, and ignite the light within.
Well, that's beautiful. And it's truly, truly, those are the principal foundations. You know, remember, we're in the world and not of the world.
I love to remember that.
You're a spiritual being having a human experience.
Indeed.
So as part of your human experience, you get to have chocolates.
Well, I know you like that one, Sri.
Yeah, you get to have roses. And maybe as part of your human experience, you get to have that day alone, wondering why no one called. And does anybody love me? Oh, poor me.
And that if you're having that day, then in that moment, you have disconnected from the heart of absolute universal compassion that is ever present, ever loving, ever surrounding.
Yes.
Because you might be lonely, but you are never alone, ever.
And once you understand that you're never alone, I really think you'll never be lonely.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the beauty of that recognition. And that's why the ascended heart is such an important and valuable recognition, especially as we have this energy. And, you know, February, and again, I want to remind all of you, go to Official Sri and Kira. We just posted all the February revelations and predictions. This is a powerful month of bridging energy because the first half of February is still kind of lifting up that sacred flame of the third chakra as we culminate that powerful Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think that you're going to find this, the gift of February is going to be more noticeable beginning around the middle of the month.
Exactly.
And the latter half.
Exactly. And that this heart, this ascended heart energy is really, my angels, mandatory. It's time to take off that neon sign that says, use me, right?
Right. Okay. So let's, using that as a starting point.
Okay.
We all.
I keep seeing eat at Joe's. I don't know why I'm just saying eat it.
Beat me up at Joe's.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Meet it, Joe's, whatever.
The emotional body is, it takes a little practice.
It does.
We sometimes learn how to get along with others by being the one that's always in service, the one that always volunteers, etc. That's fine. Those are lessons of the heart. And so it's important, as you gather the lessons of the heart, that you remember to love yourself equally. Mm. That's all that's required.
Yes, yes,
yes. If you
can
love yourself with the same passion that you love others, then we're in a balanced relationship with the world. If we love ourselves and not others, imbalance.
Well, you know, I have to go back and say, we recently also published a few other videos, and we've really been trying to get these out for you because there's so much to be aware of at this time. And I'm sure that you're going through so many different things and experiences. And we have, Sri and I have such great compassion for everyone because we're all going through this together. And two of the videos we just recently put up at Official Sri and Kira, which you've not connected with yet, I invite you to. One of them is on interference energy. And the reason it's important to look at that is because ultimately you are open to interference energy. If someone can come forward to you with more passion for what they believe in than you carry for your own life. And this is very, very important, that passion is part of an empowered heart. It's that you have passion for your life, passion for what you're doing, that you have this passionate gift. You know, Sri and I, our show is Passionate Action. We have great passion about the fact that humanity is ascending, and our service is to be as available as possible for those who are ready to hear what it is that we've been invited to share. And so where is your passion? Because if your passion is ignited, I'll be honest with you, it's the greatest set of armor you can wear when it comes to interference.
Well, passion is also one of those ones that is misunderstood or perhaps not fully developed in people.
Right. Yeah, that's
true. Because sometimes the passion is grounded in anger or judgment. And
right.
So people become adamant or activistic.
Very different from passion.
Right.
Yeah.
Other times the passion is grounded in the heart energy and people become emboldened to take action.
Yes.
Because compassion has a focus. And I really believe that passionate action happens when the heart chakra expands to include the all of your lower chakras.
Well, it must. It absolutely
must.
And
then what we have, think about it, you have the safety of the first chakra, you have the creativity of the second chakra, you have the power of the third chakra, all at the disposal of the heart.
Of a passionate, empowered heart, thereby being freed, and you continue that journey rising up through the chakras.
So then you have a powerhouse of energy to speak your truth.
Exactly.
To live the truth that is your birthright.
And to see the truth through the third
and to
eye.
And to listen to the higher chakras
yes.
and be guided.
I love that. I mean, I love that, Sri. And speaking of love, we've got another person waiting we should invite into the show.
Absolutely. We're heading over to one of our favorite places amongst many favorites, but this one is particularly important for Kira and I because it's where we first met.
Ooh.
There's just a fun little thing.
Yes.
Sedona, Arizona, and we're going to say hi to Kai.
Namaste, Kai. Welcome.
Namaste. Actually, I actually met both of you. This is, I used to go by Brian. So anyway, yes. I forgot that you met each other in Sedona. So beautiful. Ascended heart.
Didn't we meet you there?
Yeah, I actually had a divine meeting with Kira at the hotel that you were staying at.
I remember you, sweetheart. It's nice to connect with you today.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
2009 or something. So I've been going through a lot of shifting and letting go and was wondering if you could give me some eyes to see what's going on with me.
I would be honored. I would be honored. Thank you, sweetheart. You know, first of all, it's interesting. As I'm connecting with you, they're saying, take the tips of your fingers, and I'm doing this with you, and place them on your head like where you would wear a crown. And I don't know, Sri, how would you describe what I'm doing? I'm kind of like almost not massaging,
a head massage.
Yeah, but just
kind of
just and then move it up. So like start like right around maybe a little bit above the third eye.
Temples,
and then move up, and just gently. And as you're doing that, they're saying, let your fingers become gifts of absolution, meaning that there's been. I don't want to use the word negative. I really don't enjoy using that word. However, that's what they're giving me. They're saying there's been like a negative energy that's been kind of resting right around this area on you. And yet you are such a powerful, enlightened being that this practice they're giving you right now is that your fingertips are currently radiating this golden white, like my eyes, I just have to close them. It's too bright for me to see. It's like this golden, bright, white light. And as you're doing this, it's like a sense of upliftment and a sense of release and a sense of recognition. Your journey is clear. However, you've been on like some side streets lately and you're coming back to where you began. However, here's the gift. You're coming back to where you began with the wisdom of where you've been. And because of that, they're now, and you can relax your hands if you haven't yet done so. And they're saying, wow, woo, am I spinning? And they're saying that as you are ready to now begin again, your basket is full, your wisdom is clear, and your pathway intact. And they just keep saying, fear not. It is all resolving now. They're telling me 8 days, 8 months. The next 8 days for you are very, very, very powerful. And the next 8 months, everything that you've wanted comes back, aligns, and moves forward. And all I can say is that thank you for the honor of being with you right now. I don't know about you, but I'm like ready to fall over. It's a good thing I'm sitting down. There is so much energy spinning into you because you are literally being realigned and you have called in that energy. And thank you for that honor to witness it, my love. Many blessings.
Well, I have been several people. The life force energy that's coming into this vessel is pretty strong and powerful. The biggest hindrance for me has been my mother, who she was dying. She left and then she came back and she's in a nursing facility and she's been seeing through the other worlds. But then so I feel called. My heart is like telling me to move out of Sedona and go and be amongst, you know, the people, and I just want to connect with people and help people.
Do it.
And so, but there's a part of me that is like with my mother is like, you know, how can I leave my mother? And that's one of my hardest things.
Stay on that in the next 8 days. Hold that within the next 8 days. This next eight days for you is incredibly revelatory.
Okay.
Yeah. And definitely make the move. You're ready. But really work on this around the head. And definitely.
Yeah. It's the egoic part.
Yeah. I hear it. I see it, but you're ready, my angel. And just let it be easy. But the next 8 days for you are going to be very powerful.
Okay. Thank you. I love you both. And let's all just stay in our hearts.
Let's do it. We love you. Namaste, beloved.
Okay.
Namaste. Bye-bye, honey.
Well, you know, each and every
I'm
one
still
of us,
spinning.
Yeah, you.
I'm
you,
still
you
spinning.
Need to calm down
I do.
We're going to talk to one more person here.
I'd love to talk to another person. So let me just clear out. I am woo, baby.
But I just want to remind each and every one of us that we are all on an amazing journey.
Indeed.
And having this earthly experience is just part of the fuel, part of the combustion that allows us to be in more than one place at a time.
Yes.
Because we are all multidimensional.
Yes.
We're all energetic beings. And just because we have these forms that can get bruised doesn't define us. It's just part of the fun.
Well, you know, and I love part of the fun that today we're stretching time and we actually have enough time to invite someone else onto the show.
Absolutely, because we're not leaving Sedona.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to line one and welcome Sandy to the call.
Namaste, Sandy.
Hi. How are you?
We are well. How are you, my love?
Well, I'm actually not feeling so great. I got the flu that was going around Sedona, and I'm having a hard time. I've been in bed for 2 months, and I was in bed for 15, almost 20 years, and I don't want to be here again. And I know that there's some imbalance, and I just don't know where to look anymore.
Yeah, I feel it. I see it. Well, I'm so grateful that you called and that we had the opportunity to connect with you today. What an honor and what a gift. You know, as I connect with you, my love, the first thing they're showing me, believe it or not, is your feet. And they're saying that your feet are ready to guide you, meaning that you're ready to be up and around. However, there is deep within you, I just have to share it the way they're giving it to me. They're saying there is a pattern that is looking to be released, and that the minute that you say no more, it will free you. And that the reason that this flu, for lack of better words, came into you was because you are at the moment of actual your, the word I want to use is your spiritual ascension. You're ready to do a lot. And I mean a lot. You've got like a whole second life sitting in front of you right now. And in order to grab that, there needs to be this absolute steadfast, resolute spiritual tenacity inside of you that says, I am not this flu. I am not this bed. I am the blessing of the divine in form. I am ready now to move forward with that. And they're saying that your feet is where you need to focus all of your attention right now, that you need to just be sending radiant light into your feet. And they're telling me green, gold, and white, that there needs to be this green, gold, and white thrown into your feet. And that as you do, it's funny, I see you laughing. You're like in bed, you're sending this energy into your feet, and I'm watching these rays come out of your feet. And it's like they come washing right back up into your head and you're laughing and it's going like, oh my God, why didn't I see that before? It's like, there it is. And so that's what I need to share with you, because they're saying that your journey is just beginning and that all of this is past, that this past energy is now resolving, and that as you send this energy into your feet and allow it to really purge and then come back up, you will see in a way you've never seen before, and you will, it's like I watch you not only getting out of bed, I watch you jumping out of bed and going, watch out world, I'm ready. And so it is. They're also saying 14. And in your case, that means the day, which would mean February 14th, which I'm kind of smiling because that's Valentine's Day. And of course, you called in today as we're talking about all this heart energy, but also 14 weeks and 14 months. So it's physically the 14th of February, 14 weeks. And yes, it's starting from today, and 14 months. And that during this period of time, this second life not only has manifested, but you become this radiant way shower. You're a way shower, my angel, and that's part of why you've had this experience. So thank you for the gift. Truly, thank you for the gift. I really am honored to connect with you in this moment. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much for that. And so it's a green, gold, white light that I'm sending?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Green, gold, and white. And laugh. They're telling me that you're going to be laughing. Like, I see you just laughing. And so just allow it to be fun.
Okay. Okay, I will. I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate this so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate you. Namaste. Shri, yeah. Can we squeeze somebody else in?
Well, I think we can.
Okay, let's do it. I love connecting. I love connecting with people. Let's do it. Let's try to squeeze in one more person.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Because on the breath is life.
Yes.
On the breath is calm.
Indeed.
On the breath is connection.
Oh, yeah.
And let's go to line two, and we'll welcome Suzanne from California.
Namaste, Suzanne.
Namaste, darling. How are you?
We are so delighted to say hello to you, my love.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I know that there is not much time. My whole being is crushed, my soul, my heart, you name it. What can you do, darling? Why is it that nothing good is happening to me? Nothing. As if everything is just blocked. I cannot move. I cannot do anything, and I'm so talented.
Yes, you are. Well, Suzanne, because we're running out of time, I want to jump in and I want to invite you right now, my angel. I feel you. I see you. And I see what an incredible, oh my God, what an incredible queen you are. I want you to take one hand and put it on your belly. And I want you to take the other hand, if you can do it, and put it behind your neck so that it's touching kind of right where the neck meets the back. And if you can hold that position for a moment, Archangel Michael is here. And Archangel Michael is saying to you, beloved one, I am standing beside you now. And as you hold this position with deep breath, I am bringing forward to you a beautiful sword that will relieve these strings that have sought to bind you. Feel my sword now, gazing around you, cutting away that which no longer serves. And he's saying to breathe in. I want you to take in a deep breath, really deep breath, and I want you to quickly release those hands. And he says, take in a breath now and know that I am ever present and ever with you. Each time your mind believes that something is not right, call on me. Each time you feel something has taken a wrong turn, call on me. For you are here for a much greater mission than you have yet to begin. And through these times of trials and turbulations, you will become the empowered queen. You are a warrior, and you are indeed a powerful manifest co-creator. The miracles before you are ready to manifest, and soon this time will only be a distant memory. Remember that I am here and I am ever present, and all you need do is call my name, and so it shall be. Namaste.
Oh, darling, thank you so very much. Can you please, just one very short question? I saw a miracle 5 months ago. An angel in the form of clouds showed up in a sky during the full moon. And somehow I knew, I recognized that it was Archangel Michael, although I was praying to all other angels. Was that really him, Archangel
Yes.
Michael?
Yes, and that's why Michael came to you again right now, because it's important for you to know that you are receiving your messages and they are accurate. I love you, honey. I have tears in my eyes and I'm out of time. Namaste, angel. Namaste.
Okay, darling, take care. You made
Thank
my
you,
day.
Hun.
And so for all of our listeners, we want to offer you the blessing of divine connection and trust in your own life, because truly, you can't mess this up. It will work out. Trust that.
Ascend your heart. Float through February. We love you. Be sure to tune in next week.
And until we have the chance to be with you again, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.